This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
What happened after the game? Was this after the game the other day that you...
Yeah, I don't even think it was after the game. Okay. It started during, and obviously I didn't see it until after. But, yeah, it's one thing, and unfortunately it's rampant within sports. I've had people from different organizations, I've had people in different sports, different codes, reach out about, like, their own experiences with it. I mean, I've had people that have... had their home addresses leaked. The people, like, it's a lot more deplorable than what we've had. I mean, we've had this in the past where it has gone a lot further into the legal system and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, this is one of those ones where it's like, this is almost a daily occurrence for almost everyone in this clubhouse. And that's the upsetting part. And it's not being controlled in the right way. I mean, this is continuing to happen, whether it be through Instagram, whether it be continue to be through Twitter or TikTok or any of the social media apps or anything like that. It's not being handled by any which way. And at some point, something's got to break. And it better not be any of the guys that are receiving this stuff.
How much worse has it gotten over the last year or so?
With the rise of sports gambling, it's gotten a lot worse. Unfortunately, that tends to be what it ends up being, whether it be Venmo requests, whether it be... people telling you in their comments that I was like, hey, you blew my parlay, go fuck yourself kind of shit. And then it's go hang yourself, you should kill yourself, I wish you died from cancer. That one kind of hit a little too close to home for me with everything I've gone through. So this is one thing that, like, the more people need to talk out about this so we can get some sort of action, some sort of response, and some sort of repercussions for the people doing it, whether they're burner accounts, whether they're real accounts. I mean, this is something that is deplorable, and in an act of, like, there needs to be some sort of punishment so that people can think twice before they start doing this stuff.
Liam, you said this isn't the first time, and obviously your teammates have experienced it as well. Why did you feel it was important to post what you posted?
As I said, enough is enough. Like, at some point, like, everyone just, like, sucking up and dealing with it isn't accomplishing anything. We pass it along to MOE security, we pass it along to whoever we need to, but nothing ends up happening, and it happens again the next night. And so at some point, someone has to make a stand. And it's one of those things where the more eyes we get on it, the more voices we get talking about it, hopefully it can push it in the right direction. We can get something pushed across.
Do you think this is the right way to handle it, maybe moving forward amongst your teammates or everybody an individual here?
Yeah, I think we need to be a united front, but also I think someone needs to start it. It's something that, like, look, I'm as everyone is relatively well aware, I'm relatively outspoken in what I believe in. And I want to make sure that, like, if I can be the front runner, or if I can be the head of this and there's other guys that can come from behind and not necessarily put their neck on the line with anything, then that's fine. I'll do that. And But as I said, we need something to change, and obviously the way we've been doing it hasn't worked, and nothing kind of changed at all.
Some of these guys are kind of like keyboard warriors, right?
Without a doubt.
But have there been times where you have actually feared for your own safety and that of your wife?
Yes, without a doubt. A lot of them are keyboard warriors, a lot of them are burner accounts. But we've had ones where they've specifically said, I'm going to come through your sliding door and slit your throat while your wife watches. We had a sliding door at the time. That was terrifying. They're like, to the point where Oakland PD came through and swept our house to make sure that nothing was there that night. And so like, it has escalated a lot further than what it was this currently. Where I'm at now, I'm luckily in a secure building, so it's I'm not as concerned safety wise, but when I go on the road, yeah, I am concerned for my wife. It's like, she's there alone or anything like that. Yeah, it does raise those issues. And it's something that I think, yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of people reach out about potentially, whether it be private security firms, whether it be our own building, saying, hey, what can we do to help or anything like that. So the outpouring of love has been fantastic. But at the end of the day, it's all well and good to have that outpouring of love, but we need to stop it and nip it in the bud before it gets to that point.
I mean, when you receive threatening messages, like, do you go through the, like, do you send all of them to MLB security or alert?
Not all of them. Mainly only the ones that I deem threatening. Mm-hmm. There's some that are just like, yeah, just, you're an asshole, you cost me, blah, blah, blah. Like, it sucks, but there's nothing in that. But yeah, when they say, like, I hope you kill yourself, go jump off a bridge, I hope you die in traffic, I wish cancer had killed you, kind of things like that, then yeah, those are the things that you kind of have to take a little more heed of, just because, yeah, they could be idle threats and they could be nothing. But the alternative is pretty dire. So we want to make sure everything is, and for all we know, it could be, maybe they used a burner account, maybe they didn't, but maybe they can use the burner account they've used for 15 times to 15 different athletes, and all of a sudden it's enough where they can warrant trying to look into this. But yeah, at the end of the day, there has been no repercussions either from or any of these social media apps where, like, blocking accounts, it takes a long time to get that stuff done, or whether it be from MLB security about trying to figure out any sort of repercussion or any sort of way to get this done. I mean, but yeah, there's nothing else. Like, I'm just trying to rack my brain about what we can do, because at the end of the day, I think there needs to be repercussions for stuff like this.
Have you seen or heard any action taken by MLB security when you send them?
I've had in previous experiences, there's been a couple of things that have happened, but it's look, there's at the end of the day, what can you do if it's a burner account? They're like, oh yeah, we marked it, kind of thing. It makes it hard. And that's where I think the social media companies need to come on board and try and figure out a way to, like, yeah, we can track IP addresses. They already do it. So you may as well, like, use it for some good rather than just using it for data.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is, you know, kind of regular pattern of behavior directed widely at players. How much of a stressor is that to, you know, to regularly, like, do, you know, do players become numb to it, or is there a cumulative, you know, mental health cost that exists with kind of...
I mean, it's the same as stuff in stadium. You kind of become a little numb to it. You kind of become a little immune to it. But then as it piles up, it tends to push everything and get a little bit more inconvenient. It tends to kind of wear you down a lot more mentally as it goes along. I mean, we're already out here and we're already annoyed that we didn't succeed. We didn't do our jobs. We didn't do what we were supposed to do out there. So, like, everybody piling on isn't actually helping. It's generally making things a lot worse as far as us trying to go out there and do our job. But it's not something you think of on a daily basis, or for me, like a pitch-by-pitch basis or anything like that. I'm not worried about the online hate or the in-crowd hate or anything like that if I'm struggling that night. It's nothing you worry about then, but it's definitely... You like to have social... Like, I have social media for what we do off the field and keeping in touch with people back home and all this sort of stuff. So it makes you wary about opening up those apps when all you're trying to do is get some semblance for me of home or some semblance of just the normal, or just want to escape. Like, yeah, I just had a bad game. I just want to escape and I want to be, like, mind-numbing right now. And that definitely takes you out of that and makes it a lot more scary.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.